live from the smoldering ruins of King Kamehameha's Alligator Nursery in Lahaina, Hawaii, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, actuarial genius, mentor to young insurance agents, herpetological expert, and retired professional reptile rodeo clown, a man who hangs five because he can't hang ten, Peg Leg Greg Ringhausen. Also featuring professional husband, author, inventor, statesman, and philanthropist, the longtime legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, and also the eldest and best-smelling of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, hula master, marksman, sculptor, a man's man who can pick pineapples without wearing gloves, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers that are here, and the star of your show, Alan! Ringhausen.
Hey!
I still love the opening to that show.
Oh, it was awesome.
The rest of it, but the opening to Hawaii 5-0 was wonderful.
Absolutely the best.
Pretty good. And McGarrett was pretty cool, too.
He's pretty cool.
His hair never
You ever
moved.
See him in anything other than Hawaii 5-0? He did a lot of westerns.
Jack Lord?
James Bond.
Did a whole bunch of westerns.
He wasn't James Bond.
Yeah, he was...
Bad guy.
No, he was... what's his face? The U.S. representative, spy, CIA, one time.
Jack Lord. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Didn't he have like a... Did he not have like some villain that he fought several episodes on Hawaii 5-0?
Whoa, Fat.
That's exactly who it was.
Yeah.
But I think, wasn't he like also an accomplished musician?
Jack Lord?
I think so.
In reality?
Yeah.
He played the ukulele.
No.
Talk about picking pineapples. Have you ever seen a pineapple field?
Yes.
No, I have not.
They grow just...
Like a flower.
Yeah.
It looks like a yucca plant, but with a pineapple
in the
middle
of it.
Right.
And to pick pineapples with your bare hands.
You gotta be like Baloo the bear.
Your skin would have to be like a baseball mitt. Pick pineapples with bare hands.
Or have really long fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
He took voice lessons and put together a band called The Wanderers.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know that on one of the islands of Hawaii, that the Dole Pineapple Company owned the entire island, every inch of it.
Yep, pretty much.
Which one?
All of them.
No, it was like, was it Lehigh? It was one of the islands that there wasn't any tourist traffic to because Dole Pineapple owned the whole thing.
The island of Lehigh is where they made soda.
That's not what they made.
That's a fact. Look it up.
You saying it don't make it so. I don't know if they, but I don't know now if they, is there still pineapple grown in Hawaii or not?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used to have the sugar. What was the?
Well, yeah, but in 1948 or 49, they had a blight that went through the pineapple crop and just wiped it out, and fortunes were reversed. A lot of those giant plantations had to be sold off, and it was just a different lifestyle.
You know that,
I just made every word of that up.
CNH sugarcane.
Yeah.
CNH from California and Hawaii.
From Hawaii.
From Hawaii, that's right.
Growing in the sun.
I don't think they grow sugarcane over there anymore.
Well, in 1948 or 49,
there we go.
Had a blight that hit the crop.
Okay. Your nonsense has a basis in history and reality.
The nigh.
With bananas.
Oh, the United Fruit Company?
The bananas, the banana that was sold around the world, like in the 20s and 30s when bananas became the big thing to buy bananas when they could ship them.
Right.
Was the Big Mike.
The Big Mike.
The Big Mike was the banana everywhere. And then they got like a some sort of blight or like a fungus that went through the banana fields, and Big Mike became extinct. And the bananas that you have today are pretty good bananas, but they're not Big Mike.
You know, here's what's interesting. You go to the grocery store, and you got bananas, and you know, yellow. You got yellow bananas. But if you go to, like, Hawaii and go to a market at Hawaii, you walk in, there's, like, 50 different kinds of bananas. You know, like, there's 50 different kinds of apples. Yeah. There's all these different species of bananas. But when you get to, you know, like, St. Louis, you'll find one kind of banana, and that's it.
Well, that's because your bananas in St. Louis are coming from Central America.
Oh, whatever.
Well, there's just one type of banana that grows down there anymore. They all come off. All the bananas were genetically identical with the Big Mike. They were all cut. They took cuttings and grew the banana trees.
These plantations.
Yeah, the plantations grew them all from the same original stock.
So that you just had a monoculture.
And then when the disease hit, it just like wiped them out.
Right. Same thing could happen to our corn crop or bean crop or any of these crops nowadays.
Hawaii's last sugar was produced in 2016 from the 2015 blight.
Ah, see? Blight!
Actually, it didn't
I
say
have
anything
my ear
about,
wrong.
No, they didn't have any blight. Okay. It just didn't work.
Okay, when you used to watch those CNH sugar commercials, yeah, and, you know, like the little kids would run out into the cane field and one of the workers would take his giant machete and chop off a kid's leg. I mean, a piece of sugar cane
and peel it back
and they'd chew it. I wanted to do that so bad. I wanted to taste that sugar cane just like the way it was right there.
You dying for a bit of history here?
Is there a store that you could go to and get a chunk of sugar cane just where you could gnaw on it?
I guarantee you can do that.
Somewhere. Where? Well, in the United States.
Not here.
Does any state...
You go to New York City, I bet you can buy a stick of sugar cane.
Think?
I'll bet I can get it in L.A.
Well, I've got you from New York to L.A. Do I hear Louisiana?
I can get sugar cane. I could have a piece of sugar cane by 5 o'clock.
With nail polish on it.
Probably.
Napoleon's first wife, Josephine. You know Napoleon and Josephine? Napoleon the general? Buried in France?
We're still waiting. Keep going.
Josephine.
Loved sugar cane.
Yes, is the answer to that. Josephine grew up like in one of the French islands in the Caribbean and ate sugar cane all the time as a child, and it rotted her teeth out. Josephine had rotten, terrible teeth. Anytime she has her picture painted, she's never smiling with her teeth. Are you impressed?
Well, same thing happened to George Washington.
Well, it wasn't sugar cane, was it?
He was smoking weed.
That's it. See, I set you up there. I was waiting for your answer. I was just wondering where you were going to go with that.
George Washington grew hemp, right?
Right, yeah.
When I was in high school.
Wow, was that a long time ago?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And it was back before cannabis was legalized everywhere. So that there were...
Back in high school, if there was a kid who was smoking pot...
Yeah, exactly.
They were like outcast.
Exactly. And they were true.
You were bad egg.
The potheads. But I just remember one of them in English class.
No offense, Greg. But go ahead, Rick.
Writing his paper. And it was about George Washington. And it was like, George Washington smoked pot, man. It's a fact. It's a historical fact. He grew pot.
Yeah.
Well,
All right, prove that.
He grew hemp.
To make rope.
Yeah, exactly. But I just remember the kid, it just extrapolated.
It's a fact.
You could probably get a sugar, if you go down to Texas, Florida, Louisiana, you can get a stick of sugar cane.
A stick of sugar cane?
Yeah. It's being produced
in
there.
In Texas?
That's what it says. But it's got to be processed very quickly because it doesn't stay long in the U.S.
I think they also grow a lot of rice down in Texas too, don't they?
Yes. I think it is
in
rice.
In some of your, you know, like riparian corridors where, you know, you got a good flat base and can flood the fields. Arkansas, also a lot of rice grown in Arkansas.
They don't grow like they grow it in like Vietnam or
in like
Cambodia,
little terraces with like water buffaloes stomping through them. I don't think so.
Full of animal feces to.
I think it's not just animal feces in those
to fertilize rice
paddies in Thailand or wherever, Vietnam.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I got a commercial here. You do a commercial, Alan, because I want to talk about this commercial. I just saw this.
Does Uncle Den's have anything?
It's
here?
Not Uncle Den this time.
And do I need to read as slow as Greg?
Just read.
I did slow it down.
Okay. You've seen the lifelike rubber disguise mask that they use in spy movies like Mission Impossible. Now, with modern laser 3D printing technology, you can have lifelike rubber mask of your very own face. That's right. Just send the Ringhouse Brothers a high pixel photo, front and both sides, and $100. And we'll send you a lifelike rubber mask of yourself, eyes wide open. Imagine. You could easily wear one while napping during church's sermon, or a college lecture, or a domestic scolding, and no one would be the wiser. Don't feel like leaving the tavern, but have to go home and face the music? Give your trusted buddy a couple of bucks and your mask, and you can easily bend the elbow until midnight. So don't wait any longer. Order your personalized rubber mask today. Use responsibly. The Ringhausen brothers are not responsible for unanticipated consequences. Okay, so you're...
That's what I said. I saw that one and went, well, I can see issues here.
Okay, so...
So this is first off, you got a mask.
Right.
And it's your face,
right,
with your eyes open so that, you know, you're sitting there in class. You
it's,
know.
It's like having a Ronald Reagan mask.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, those were very popular for Halloween.
Except it's you.
It's my own face.
You know, the professor looks out there. As far as he's concerned, you're sitting there with your eyes wide open.
Paying
rapt attention.
Right.
And really, you're inside of it just sleeping. You're just taking a little nap, a little snooze.
Wouldn't it be just as easy to have a pair of glasses with my eyes painted on them, and behind them I'm asleep?
Now you're talking foolishness.
Okay. Well, whereas a lifelike rubber mask would be so much better.
It would, because, you know, someone, if you have eyes painted on your glasses, everyone's going to know what's going on.
Okay.
But this is the stuff.
Okay. Okay, so I pull on this rubber mask.
Yeah. Made from
but
a
3D does it have
printer.
Eye holes in it?
Well, it has pinprick eye holes that you can see through.
So it looks like eyeballs and everything.
Yeah,
like my eyes are wide open.
Right. It's not like it's
but
not like
the pupil, the black part right in the middle.
Yeah,
would be a hole.
Yeah,
and I can actually see through that to where I'm not bumping into people.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like.
But if I wanted to sleep, it still looks black.
It wouldn't be like the paintings in a haunted mansion. You know, where your eyes stick through it. Or like if you buy that Ronald Reagan mask where they have the eyes cut away and your eyes are seen through.
Okay, you know those movies where they have the eyes that come up in the painting?
Yeah.
And they follow you around? Do you know how hard you'd have to press your face against the other side of that? Greg could never do it.
No, I couldn't get it out quick enough. That'd be impossible.
Yeah.
So.
They almost have to have a notch cut through your nose to be able to do that.
Yeah, they did that in Andy Griffith.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. When the guy had the still in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, I was thinking that last one. It says, you know, you're in the bar, you know, and you're not wanting to go home. So you give your buddy a few bucks to wear your mask and go home.
I didn't give him the mask. I gave him a few bucks.
But I got to thinking about how that's going to play out. And there's not good answers to that, is there?
Probably not.
Well...
When you send your buddy
home
dressed
like you. Could
be
real serious. No. No, he just went in the house.
Honey, I'm home.
They even stepped out.
And you look sparkling tonight.
Yes.
Ah.
Never works.
Of course, you'd have to be careful with it, because someone, if you left it laying around, someone stole it, they'd go put it on Rob Banks.
Well, this is true. And use your face.
Yeah.
Not good. I can't identify that guy.
Have you seen the Mission Impossible movies?
No, I have not. So that's the kind of thing I want to kind of
Mission Impossible on. They're forever. Have these rubber masks to wear. They are fantastic quality rubber masks.
Do they still have the tape recorder with the, if you accept this mission?
Yeah, the things blow up at the end of every,
yeah, you gotta
every
have
time.
That. Okay.
A little bit of smoke. What are you looking up, Alan?
I was looking at, you know, we were talking about Tony Curtis's real name was Bernard Schwartz.
Yeah.
And who was the other one that you...
Archibald Leach. Archie Leach.
And that was... Cary Grant?
Cary Grant.
Right. Yeah. So I look up famous people's real names.
Yeah.
And they have a list of 50 famous people.
Yeah. Okay.
And what their real names are.
What's Renee Zellweger's real name?
That's
Renee Zellweger.
But it starts off, okay, so this person's real name is Olivia Cockburn.
Olivia Newton-John.
It's Olivia Wilde, the actress. Okay.
Who?
Olivia Wilde.
Okay.
Wait. Olivia Wilde?
Yeah, okay. But just bear with me for a little bit here, okay?
Right. See where we're going.
Okay, you know the actress Reese Witherspoon?
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what her real name is?
She changed it to Witherspoon?
Her real name was Laura Witherspoon.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that even counts.
So she kept the Witherspoon part but dumped Laura?
Yeah. And okay... the model, I guess she's a model, Gigi Hadid.
Have no clue.
She changed her name from Jelena Hadid.
What was Zsa Zsa Gabor's real name?
Actually, I think it was Zsa Zsa.
They were the Gabor sisters. Yeah.
Katy Perry was originally Katie Hudson. Natalie Portman was Natalie Hirschlag. Demi Moore was Demetria Gáñez.
Gáñez?
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix was Joaquin Bottom.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
You know, you talk about changing names.
Okay. Kit Harington. He was from the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Kit Harington changed his name from Chris Harington.
It's not like
what was John Wayne's real name? It was Marion
Motley, wasn't it?
These names are barely changed at all.
Okay, here's the debate that Sue and I have. Okay.
Meghan Markle. Her real name's Rachel Meghan Markle.
Oh, jeez.
That's not changed.
Okay, here's the question. I want to ask you this before you read off another.
Okay.
Suzanne was a Paladino.
Yeah.
And now she's Suzanne Ringhausen.
What a culture change.
The question is, I say that she traded up with that name.
Mm.
And she thinks not. Don't you think she did an upgrade?
Okay, Rick, here's
your problem. You're just asking for it,
what,
Rick.
What, just one?
Yeah. Your problem is that you're thinking from a small Midwestern town point of view. And she's coming from a large East Coast city.
Yeah, so?
So, think about this. In your grade school class, was there anybody's last name who ended in a vowel?
No. Well, Ferrari.
That's an outlier.
Okay.
But the other 99% were all a bunch of German-American names because you lived in a German-American community, but your wife grew up in a melting pot.
My wife's high school was half Irish and half Italian. Everybody's name either started with an O or ended with it.
There you go.
There he is. That's perfect.
So getting to be called Ringhausen was a treat for her.
It was departure.
From the
Paladino. It was a treat.
Your wife was a camp, right?
Yes. She assumed
she got an upgrade, don't she?
No, she went from 4 letters to 10 letters in her last name. That was not too much of an upgrade.
Yours was short.
Yeah, but Sarah still uses four letters. Every conversation.
Wow.
We set that one. That was a long pull
thank
on that
you.
One.
Ooh, yeah. Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
You better go back to telling us. Let's go back to your Hollywood names.
Okay, but what I was getting at with these names is they're modern stars who didn't really change their names at all. It's the old time Hollywood stars that really changed their names.
Cary Grant.
Yeah.
From
but
Archibald.
Did they make their names legally that way then, what you just mentioned? Or is that just nicknames that they picked up or just changed themselves to that? Because these guys really, are these people in the old days really
changed
their
names? Okay, here's
one
that says, these celebrities' names are totally different. Starts off that way. Okay. This guy's, it's jumping around on me. Darn it. I hate it when it does that.
Oh, the phone.
It's called attention deficit disorder.
I've got it.
You got the disorder?
Yes.
Oh, I have it. So do I.
All the ring
out. I think it is. Yeah.
It's a trait.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy's name was Stephen Hardaway Judkins.
I have no idea.
He saved the Steve part of it. It's Stevie Wonder.
Ah, cool.
You know, I can imagine, though, that when he went and finally got an agent to take him on, say, okay, what's your name? Stevie Judkins. We're thinking Stevie Wonder's going to sell records.
Yeah. Who was the guy at the Motown Records?
Oh.
He probably gave him that name.
Barry Gordy.
Yeah, there Barry Gordy. He was always handing out new names. Juliana Moore, her real name was Julie Smith. I guess that was...
Well, I don't get that.
Smith. She had to bump it up a little bit.
She didn't jump it up much. Moore to Smith to Moore?
Yeah, not much. Cornelius Crane Chase.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
I thought his name was Chevy Chase. Are
nope.
you sure?
Nope.
He always said that was his real name.
Nope. What about Stephanie Joanne Germanotta?
Oh, that's Lady Gaga.
It is.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, I don't follow Lady Gaga at all.
I saw her being interviewed. Now
she's pretty smart.
Some guy says, so now, do your family now call you... Do they call you Lady Gaga or just Gaga? She says, my family call me Stephanie. Just like that.
Good for her. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Okay, here's one. Isur Danielovich. He's got a cleft in his chin.
Oh.
Oh,
man.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas.
Mike Douglas.
That's a good name to upgrade to.
Yeah.
What was his original?
I can't repeat it. It's far too complicated.
His kids went with Douglas, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
What about Norma Mortensen?
Marilyn Monroe.
That's Marilyn Monroe, yeah.
That is Marilyn Monroe. I think she made the right choice.
I thought she was Norma Jean Baker.
Winona Horowitz.
I'm guessing it's Winona Ryder.
It is now. But she was Horowitz. Eric Marlon Bishop.
Eric Clapton.
No, it's an Oscar-winning actor, though. And you named you mentioned a movie that he was in earlier.
Something Like
tonight.
A Dot?
No. Quentin Tarantino film. Eric Marlon Bishop is better known as Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Farr?
I thought that's who he was going for.
Jamie
Foxx.
Django?
Yeah, okay.
Django? What about Reginald Kenneth Dwight?
That's a...
famous singer.
Elton John.
It is, all day long.
How about that, Greg? You impressed with that? You should be impressed with that.
A little bit.
How about Richard Starkey?
A little bit.
Ringo?
Yeah, boy, you got one.
How about...
I got a couple.
Jesus. How about Alan...
Ringhausen.
Alan Stewart Konigsberg.
Jack Carney.
He kept part of the name.
John Stewart.
Woody Allen.
Wow. That was quite a swap, too, wasn't it?
That was a bit of a twist.
That's what I'm saying. In the 50s and 60s, you know, or even 70s, 60s, these guys really changed their names.
Did you ever give me thought of changing your name?
No.
Not the Ringhausen part.
No. Thomas Mapplethor.
My middle name?
Thomas Mapplethor.
There's no reason for you to change your middle name. You got it first.
Yeah.
It's your brothers Thomas should have to change their middle name.
Mapplethor.
I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
Really?
Anyway, it's that stereo. Yeah, might play well on the podcast.
Here's the guy. His real name was Michael Douglas, so he changed his name to Michael Keaton.
Because there's already a Michael Douglas
already
out there.
Michael Douglas, yeah.
You know that...
How about Maurice Micklewhite?
You know that David Bowie's real name?
David Bowie.
David Jones.
David Jones, but he changed it because David Jones was the monkey still around, was already out there.
Maurice Micklewhite.
No idea.
Rick?
British.
Oh.
Does it help?
Michael.
He's been in like 500 movies. Not really, but.
Star Wars.
Michael Caine.
Oh. I said Michael. I just couldn't get the last one.
Was he an Alfie?
For the original?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was.
I think so.
Yeah, Alfie's not a happy movie.
I've never seen Alfie. It doesn't end well, does it?
No, he's a self-possessed playboy. Yeah. Well, watch the movie.
Like you.
Greg, watch the movie.
I'll watch that
well,
one.
That's right. I'll put that on my list.
It refers to you as an international playboy.
International
during
playboy.
During the opening.
Alan Ringhausen. Did this show start with Mission Impossible?
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been so long ago.
It has. Memory slights us.
What? Memory what?
Gets away from us.
And you asked me to throw the Lahaina into it, because Lahaina burned this year, right?
No, I said that.
I didn't ask for it.
Greg did.
Yeah.
Greg did.
Yeah. But Lahaina burned.
Does that bad. Make you feel good to remind all these people of their misfortune?
No, but...
But this show will make up for it.
Yeah,
but
we'll try to make them happy.
The thing is, you think about the fact that you got to see it before it burned. So did I.
Yeah.
Those other people, they missed out.
Yeah,
what island was it on?
Maui. West Maui.
Maui. Okay.
You got that
I'm trying
in your
to think.
Mind,
I try, I'm trying to remember if I've been to Maui.
Yeah. You went to Oahu.
I went to Oahu and I went to Kauai.
Yeah.
No, Kauai is pretty
island.
Good too.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What I liked about Kauai is you couldn't have a building back then any taller than 3 stories.
It's about like that way in Maui as well.
I think that's true.
And that was based on
can be hot,
basically sorry. The height of a palm tree.
That is
sink
correct.
The island.
Yep.
So that it wouldn't affect the skyline.
Kauai was interesting in that there weren't any giant cities in it. You go to it and it was like going to Grafton.
Fairly natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If Grafton was beautiful and had palm trees and beaches.
And for our international listeners, Grafton is a small town located on the Mississippi River.
Does not have palm trees or sandy beaches.
About right right in the middle of the country.
Right where the
no palm trees
and Illinois rivers meet.
Imagine an armpit. If the river kind of makes a bend there.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
So you're saying that Grafton is the armpit of the Mississippi River?
No, I didn't say that. I was just trying to describe
I can't
how some people might say you're implying that.
How
right?
the river bent.
There's one in
how
here
the,
that has.
How the river bent there.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
No, it's a garden spot.
Yeah. Wow.
Alan married a girl from Grafton.
Yes, he did. That's right. I think it's almost time.
from the armpit.
The armpit of America.
Where are you from?
The armpit of America.
Well, Rick Ringhausen has labeled this as
the armpit of
America. No, he's not. Rick Ringhausen thinks it's a great town. They voted for me when I ran for state's attorney.
Bet they won't again.
Nope. Glad you're not running again, Rick.
See you later.
From Alligator.
Greg Gator.
And Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
And
this has
Greg
been
Gator.
The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.